Chapter 3, Thailand. I am a world-class card-carrying pleasure seeker. This was my first thought as I stepped off the plane at Bangkok's Dong Muang International Airport. The heat was incredible. It was so hot, and yet it was November. 12 hours earlier, back in the UK, the weather had been freezing and miserable, and now, here I was in a tropical country with 3 months of sun and fun ahead of me. Thailand is where you will find some of the most mouth-watering delights on the face of this planet, spiced with garlic, ginger, lemongrass, basil and chilies. "Welcome to amazing Thailand," whooped Joey excitedly. "The land of no tits and sloppy shits," he said, slapping me on the back. Joey and I had been friends for almost a year now, ever since I'd completed rehab. He invited me on what he called a trip of a lifetime and was bursting with energy. "Billy, if you're afraid of dying, it shows you have a life worth keeping," he once said to me when I was in the early days of recovery. He had visited Thailand the year before and was now an expert on the country and its culture. He regretted having taken his girlfriend on that first trip. Alone this time, and without a partner to cramp his style, he'd be free to enjoy all that Thailand had to offer. He was in his element. "Drink bottled water. Always wear a condom. Be careful of men with tits and lipstick," he said, rolling off a list of do's and don'ts. Once we were through customs, we took a taxi to Khao San Road, one of Bangkok's major tourist areas, which was bustling with activity and traders of every description. You could purchase anything here, from forged documents to herbal flip-flops. There were loud shouts in broken English of cheap rooms, cheap women, cheap copies. The whole city seemed to be touting its wares.
"Hello, greetings, great sirs. You're wanting cheap suit? Very good quality by..."